We say in the name of Jesus that it falls helplessly to the ground, never bearing fruit for him. Glory to God. And we thank you for that. Father, I pray that every person under the sound of my voice will have open ears to hear and an open heart to receive. Hallelujah. And we give you the glory for that, Father. Thank you for your anointing and call upon me to minister your word. And we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 I'm going to read most likely the first two verses of the 12th chapter of Romans. I think for most of you, they're very familiar verses. It says, I beseech you, and I'm reading from the New King James Bible, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world. Somebody say amen. Yeah, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You get that? By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. And I'm preaching along the lines of a message that I did probably, 20 years ago maybe, 18, 20 years ago. I ministered this, and the Lord just laid it on my heart again, so I want to share. It'll be a little different. Matter of fact, many of you wasn't with us 20 years ago or 18 years ago, but so you'd be hearing this for the first time, but I just want to minister some things to you for a few minutes. I'm not planning on holding you very long. I want to tell you something. I believe God's already done a lot of what he wanted to do in this service. How many of you know this service belongs to the Lord? Amen. Amen. I don't have any personal agenda. All I want to do is please God. Did y'all hear me? Hear me good. All I ever want to do is please God. And when I walk out of these doors, I want my Father to say, you did good, son. You did what I wanted you to do. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So anyway, my subject is a new way of thinking. A new way of thinking. We have to understand that it's that area right here between our ears that gives us the most problems, because that's where Satan tries to attack us. It's in our mind, it's in our thinking process and what we think about. And he's always dropping thoughts, trying to drop thoughts into our heads. And then try to make us feel guilty for a thought he dropped that wasn't even us. And I think it was Brother Hagin, I believe it, Dad Hagin, I believe it was, that I heard say, you know, there's nothing we can do about a bird flying over our head. And a thing we can do about that, they're just going to fly over them. And he didn't say this, I'm adding this, and ain't a thing we can do about them pooping on our cars. Especially after you just washed it, you know what I'm saying? That's the way birds are. You know, what I'm saying is there's some things that you know, we can't do anything about. But now let me get back to where I was. But he said, there's nothing you can do about a bird flying over your head, but you have everything to do with them making a nest in your hair. You know, he can fly over, but he does not have permission to land. And what am I saying? Thoughts come. The enemy will try to throw thoughts out at you and then try to make you feel guilty for it. But don't let it stick. Just let it keep on flying over, keep going. And you keep your mind on the things of God. Amen? Amen. But notice what it says in verse 2. I want to read it to you again. It says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Transformed by the renewing of your mind. And when you've done that, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, this is something we need to think about. If I'm going to do the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God, I'm going to have my mind renewed. I'm going to have my mind renewed. Something's got to change. And you know, we know that when we were when we first got saved, we had worldly thoughts because we were worldly. But the moment we were born again, that's when we are supposed to begin a work up here in our mind. So that we're no longer thinking the way that we used to think. Amen. I want to read something. I was reading this in the New Living Translation. I want to read it to you, these two verses. It says, So dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God, because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable, that is truly the way to worship him. And it goes on to say, in verse 2, it says, and do not copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. By changing the way you think. I don't want to think the way I used to. Amen. But I'm so glad to know that my mind can be consistently renewed in the things of God. Hallelujah. Then you will learn to know God's, listen to this, then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. You hear people asking the question all the time, Christians, oh, I want to know what God's will is for me. I want to know what God's will. What does God want me to do? What does God want me to do? One of the main things you need to do is begin to renew your mind. And the only way your mind is going to be renewed is through the word of God. Watching soap operas ain't going to do it. Did I strike a nerve somewhere? It's not going to do it. Watching the news is not going to do it. I'm not saying don't watch the news, but it's not going to renew your mind. Matter of fact, I would suggest you be very selective. But I'll leave that right there for now. Notice I said for now that I'm liable to come pick it up again later. It may not be today, but I may pick it up again later. But what we want to do is focus on the Word of God, focus on what God is saying so that we can get our mind renewed. You know, I used to, and I know my wife remember this, I used to be very concerned that I didn't hear from God enough. You know, I used to tell her in the early years of our marriage, especially right after I got out of the service and so forth, and I would tell her, I says, Kat, I just want to hear from God. I want God to speak to me more. You remember that? I just want God to speak to me. I want to hear him. I want to hear him. I want to hear from God. But what I didn't realize is what I needed to do is just renew my mind. Word of God says, you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Now, I'm wanting to hear from God. I'm wanting to hear, and don't get me wrong, I had heard from God already over the years. I've had visions, and God spoke to me through visions, and I'm not going into all of it, but I had been hearing from God over the years, but just seemed like I was in a dry spell. I was just in a dry spell, and just seemed like I wasn't hearing nothing. But then I began to get back into the Word of God, began to renew my mind, and focus on what His Word said. And how many of you know, when you read your Bible, God is speaking to you. God is speaking to you. Sometimes we're looking for something big and we're missing the small. Amen. So we got to think different. God's called us to think different. And we are to think in line with His Word. Now, let me share this with you. I said I wasn't going to be long, and I'm going to try to stick to that. But I'm going to share this with you. Your actions, our actions, is a reflection of how we think. Amen. Now, this brother right here, he's a good brother. Y'all agree with that? Amen. Give him a hand. He's a good brother. Yeah. He's a good brother. And I love this brother. I'm picking on you because you're on the front row. I pick on front row people. If y'all want to be picked on, y'all need to come up on the front row. But I love this brother. I thank God for this brother. But you know what? If I didn't think much of him, my actions would reflect that. When I see this brother now, I'm smiling, patting him on the shoulder, picking at him, whatever, because I like the brother. I think a lot of it. But now if I didn't think much of him, I wouldn't want to be around him. If I see him coming down the street, I'm going to turn and go another way. Or if we in church and I see him coming down the aisle, I'm going to make sure that I sit somewhere that he's not sitting, because I don't want to be around him. All that starts out up here. The way we think. Your actions is a reflection of how you think. What comes out of your mouth is a reflection of how you think. See, I can tell you, I can pretty much tell how much of the Word of God that I have preached that you're receiving. All I need to do is let us have a conversation for a little while. Let me hear what's coming out of your mouth. If I'm preaching on love and the next day we talking and you telling me you hate somebody, you can't stand somebody, that means you weren't listening to me. You didn't receive what I had to say. You didn't receive the Word of God, because your actions are a result of what you think and how you feel. Isn't it amazing how the Word of God focuses in on how we think? Once we get born again, God goes after the renewing of the mind. Let me show you something here. I just read it, but I want to read it again to you. First, listen to this. I'm back in my New King James Bible. Listen to what it says. He says, I beseech you therefore, brethren. Who is he talking to? The believers. He's talking to us. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren. He's not talking to the world. He said, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. Any man's in Christ, he's a new creature or he's a new creation. God does that. When you got saved, God made a change in your spirit. But now, we take control of what we put into our mind. And he's telling us it should be his word. There's a song we used to sing, and I don't hear it too much anymore, but it's I want to be more like Jesus. I want to be more like him. Matter of fact, we used to sing it in this church years ago. Miss Barbara used to lead it. Didn't you lead that song? I want to be more like him. Jesus, I want to be more like him. How'd the rest of it go? I want to be a vessel that you... Yeah, sing it again so our viewing audience can hear you through my phone. Jesus, I want to be more like you. I want to be a vessel that you work through. I want to be more like you. Well, we got the answer, don't we? We got the answer. Praise God. So do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Glory. Let's go after the new way of thinking. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, for another maybe 5 or 10 minutes, I want us to take a look at Jesus, because I think we need to always start with Jesus, don't you? Now, we certainly can't cover everything, but we'll just go with me to the Gospel of John, the 11th chapter. How did Jesus think? Well, like I said, we're not covering, certainly not covering all of it, but I just want to touch on something. How did Jesus think? I don't want to read this whole thing here. Y'all remember Lazarus? Well, I tell you what, I'm tempted to read more than I have on my notes here. I'm going to yield to temptation here. Look at verse 28. John 11, verse 28. And when she had said these things, she went her way. Wow. Well, I'm not going to go back any further. And when she had said these things, she went her way and secretly called Mary, her sister, saying, "The teacher has come and is calling for you." As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now, Jesus had not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. Then the Jews who were with her in the house and comforting her, now remember, Lazarus had died, right? I didn't read back that far, but Lazarus had died. Comforting her, when they saw that Mary rose up quickly and went out, followed her, saying, "She is going to the tomb to weep there." Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Now, I want to stop right there at 32 just for a brief second and tell y'all that I could take this 32nd verse and seem, feel like I go 1,000 different ways and preach. Amen. But I won't do that. I'm gonna stay the course here. Verse 33. Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews came with her weeping, he groaned in his spirit and was troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. Shortest verse in the Bible. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." And some of them said, "Could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying?" That's another one you could take and run with it. But we won't today. Verse 38. Then Jesus, again groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, "Lord, by now there is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, "Did not I say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" And by the way, let me just throw this at you, and we're going to keep on reading. Jesus wasn't weeping because Lazarus died, because he knew what he was going to do. He wept because of their lack of faith. That's the reason he wept, because of their lack of faith, because of their doubt and their unbelief. They're already accusing him now. Well, didn't he do this? And didn't he do, why couldn't he do this for Lazarus? Well, verse 40, Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you. Now listen to this. Remember, we want to know how Jesus thought. Because your actions are a result of how you think. Jesus says, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And he hadn't raised him from the dead yet. Jesus wasn't worried about it. And he's trying to bring us to a place to where we can receive the word of God and not focus on doubt and unbelief, but focus on what he said. But in order to do that, you got to have a renewed mind. Amen. And listen to what he says in verse 42. And I know that you always hear me, but because, can you say that? Can we say that? I can say that he always hear me when I pray. Why don't you just look up and say, Father, thank you for hearing me when I pray. But guess what? He hears us, but we got to pray in line with his word. And a renewed mind can do that. And I know that you always hear me, but because of the people who are standing by, I said this that they may believe that you sent me. Now, when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he who had died came out, bound hand and foot, with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. How did Jesus think when he opened his mouth to ask his Father for anything, he knew that he was going to receive it. But people that don't know the word of God are full of religion will say, well, you know what? I hope he's going to heal me. I hope he hears me. I hope. When your mind is renewed, you know. But here's where we have a problem sometimes. If it don't happen, if it don't manifest immediately, we begin to doubt. And see, that's the devil's job, is to get you to doubt. But we got to stand. We got to stand on what he said. Well, Pastor, I prayed, but I don't feel any difference. We don't walk by feeling. We walk by what he said. I said, we walk by what he said. Our mind is renewed. My focus is on what he said. My focus is on what he said. Amen. My son upstairs. Y'all saw him. He waved at you earlier. I didn't get to talk to him as much as his mom did, but whenever we did talk on the phone, one thing that blessed me about Cedric, the word of God was always coming out of his mouth. Even, listen to me, even when it was the darkest, even when he was, all he was getting was bad reports, But he had the word of God coming out of his mouth. With a renewed mind, knowing what God has said will give you the faith to fight. You hear me? I know what it says. Yeah, but look how you feel. Man, you look bad. You look terrible. I tell you what, my brother had what you had. My mama, you know, God was telling us, he might be watching. I'm not going to say that. But people say stuff, you know, like, well, you know, mama had it, daddy had it, and granddaddy had it, grandmama had it, you know. But just because grandmama and granddaddy had it don't mean I got to have it. If it didn't come from God, I don't want it. I've been set free through Jesus Christ. And I am, listen to me, I am what the Word of God says I am. I choose it. Well, I may not always look like it. Things may not seemingly be going my way, but I stand my ground. I am who He says I am. I can do what He says I can do. But guess what? I remind myself through the Word on a daily basis. Because faith comes by hearing. That's continuous. Not having heard. Amen. You don't want to eat a piece of chicken that's been excuse me sitting on the stove for about 2 or 3 weeks. You ate it all but one piece. That's old stuff. You need something new. Constantly refreshing. And I watch the way I talk. I don't want anything to come out of my mouth that contradicts what the Bible says. I thought I'd have got more amens on that. I don't want anything coming out of my mouth that contradicts what my God says. Because the Bible tells us that this word endures forever. Hallelujah. I didn't finish. But that's all right too, ain't it? If the Lord says the same, we'll visit this again. If not, we'll go somewhere else. How about that? Hallelujah. Give God praise, will you? Oh God, we thank you for your